You're listening to the Texas Standard.
Given the Lyceum poll on the Texas Senate race, Senator Ted Cruz with just a 2-point lead over Democratic challenger Representative Beto O'Rourke, debates could play a major role when voters go to the polls. Last week, O'Rourke accepted the proposal from Cruz for 5 debates leading up to the November elections. O'Rourke did ask that a 6th debate be added in his hometown of El Paso, and the Cruz camp has responded that while they're open to the location suggestion, they didn't want to add an additional debate. So as the two campaigns work to finalize the details, Jeremy Wallace of the Houston Chronicle has been writing about what's at stake for each candidate going in. Here with us now, Jeremy, thanks for speaking with the Standard.
No problem. Thank you.
First off, 5 debates have been proposed, I guess 6 at this point. Do you think that many will actually happen?
There's clearly a lot of differences in the details. As you pointed out, they still have to figure out if there will be one in El Paso. And Congressman O'Rourke has asked for the debates not to all be on Friday nights. Right now, all 5 of the debates would be on Friday nights. So there's still a little bit of negotiations there and a chance for some of those dates to fall through.
I see. So how important is it that the candidates each get to debate in their hometown? I guess Cruz in Houston, O'Rourke in El Paso.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, normally I would say this is a good thing for both to be able to be in your home territory and debate. But, you know, there's a lot of risk involved for these guys. You know, Ted Cruz is by offering up 5 debates. This is rare. Typically, incumbents don't want to do any debates with a challenger because it gives them, you know, in this case, you know, Beto O'Rourke 5 chances to be in front of a statewide audience on television, in newspapers, you know, really kind of getting his name out there. And that is essentially the biggest issue that Beto O'Rourke has to overcome to really be successful in this campaign. He has to build his name identification, and the Cruz campaign is essentially giving him 5 free shots at being able to do that.
Do you think that Cruz is taking the risk because Beto has seemingly proved that he's got the fundraising power, got a lot of the name recognition already?
I'm not sure about that. I think one of the things that's, you know, clear is Ted Cruz is very confident in his debate skills. And so I think even though there's a risk in allowing Beto O'Rourke that big platform to stand side by side with him, this gives, you know, Ted Cruz a chance to kind of really show off maybe his best strength as a politician, right? You know, it's like he is, not only did he debate Donald Trump 11 times on national television, but he's also a former collegiate debate champion when he was at Princeton University.
Yeah.
So he's very confident in his skills, and he must be in a situation where they know if he does well in these debates, he might be able to slow some of that momentum that O'Rourke has had. Because O'Rourke clearly has momentum.
Yeah.
He has gone from a guy who is, you know, hardly known in the state to being somebody who is being taken very seriously by both the Cruz campaign and Republicans.
So we mentioned the risk for Cruz is just giving O'Rourke more name recognition. What are the risks for O'Rourke, though? He's been praised for, you know, rallying crowds, but I guess the debate format is different.
Yeah, that's what's so interesting about this. As I talked to some of the experts, you know, and one of the things they talked about was like O'Rourke has really benefited from having kind of a non-traditional type campaign, right, where he does all these Facebook and social media type posts, and his events are free-flowing and always, it seems like, ad-libbing constantly, right? And a debate format isn't as accepting to that, you know, so the skills that O'Rourke has been able to do in commanding rooms throughout the state of Texas aren't going to be the same for a debate where you're standing, you know, at a podium with, you know, 2-minute rules. And so, you know, it's going to be a different skill set. And I think the other thing for O'Rourke is that he just doesn't have that same kind of experience on this debate platform as Ted Cruz does.
Jeremy Wallace is a political reporter for the Houston Chronicle. Jeremy, thanks again.
No, thank you. I appreciate it.